Filtration. How to locate humidification, dehumidification, ionization, and filtration equipment. This is an EcoHealth information module written by Z. Charnot, August 27, 2001. One may regard the intake of filtration equipment as a kind of sink. This sink should be located at or near the point of generation of the most irritating or toxic air pollution source or sources in any given space. That most irritating or toxic air pollution could be the surge demand of air from the outdoors. It must always be considered to be useful, expedient, or necessary to create some remoteness between the uptake of air to be filtered and the discharge of filtered air. This constitutes a limitation in the use of unit air filtration and ionizing equipment, such as we currently have in use, such as the models supplied by Bionair, Inc. Example, countertop model F100S for room use. The discharge of filtered and or ionized air should be as near to the point of benefit by people to produce slightly alkaline blood serum pH levels to avert agitated behavior. Dr. Rudolf Wiley, Ph.D., in his book BioBalance 1, reveals that blood serum pH levels before low 7.46 produce agitation. He also reveals that blood serum pH levels above 7.46 produce depression. Please refer to the document The Internal Environment as a Human Ecosphere, submitted by Domain Ecodynamics Research Foundation to the Ministry of the Environment, Province of Ontario, April 1991, written by Z. Charnot. The remoteness of the intake for the filtered air would tend to want to be both a skimming source, high elevation sump, and a sump source, a low elevation sump. The discharge should be at nose level. The plenums to the filtered air intake can be of a specific and contained nature, such as ducting, or a directed and deflected nature, such as fans and directing surfaces. Tectosilicate should always be located as near to the source of irritant or toxic solution, particularly aromas, as possible. Tectosilicate never wants to be applied as a through filter perpendicular to the airflow to do its job. It always wants to be located in a shallow, open, geometric pattern, allowing its negative charge to reach into a flow of air in and about the tectosilicate. Plant life, again, wants to be located as near the source of outgassing as possible, still maintaining light and humidity levels, for example, benzene-sequestering plants. See the EcoHealth or Domain's NASA article on plant air cleansing recommendations. In general, dehumidification wants to be located downwind of the tectosilicate and air purifying plants. Humidification wants to be situated upwind of the plant life requiring elevated humidity levels. The humidity level for human comfort is at a low threshold of 45% to 50%. Humidistats should be set to maintain this minimum 45% humidity level in the event of a low density of high humidity requiring plants, or at approximately 65% in the case of use of high humidity requiring plants. The high set point for dehumidification should be at or about 75% to beneficially affect the environment by minimizing or eliminating mold, mildew, algal, or bacterial growth. This may create a positional norm for dehumidification so that its discharge is at or near papers, files, books requiring low humidity levels, and may again suggest a remoteness between the discharge and the uptake. Once again, this remote the uptake of the dehumidifier may be specific, such as ducting, or general in the form of shields, deflectors, or air movement means, such as fans. Dehumidification may be used for cooling air conditioning functions by simply using remote heat sinks. Cross references. All these documents are available through EcoHealth, including EcoHealth modules, Plant Air Cleansing Recommendations by NASA, Unit Air Filtration and Ionizing Equipment by BionAir, The Interior Environment as a Human Ecosphere by Domain Ecodynamics, BioBalance 1 and BioBalance 2, two books by Rudolf Wiley, Ph.D., and Next to Nature by Domain Ecodynamics Research Foundation.